Five-time NBL champion, the captain, the heart and soul of the New Zealand Breakers. Mika Vakaina, thanks so much for jumping on for a chat.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Mika, you guys are literally in the airport lounge right now preparing to fly over to Perth. Rob Beveridge said the other day he likes the look in the eye of the New Zealand Breakers. What's the feel amongst the group heading over to Perth?
Yeah, I mean, the guys are pretty confident. I think we're just grateful to be at this point of the season.
Mm-hmm.
We're really, really looking forward to it. Sitting back for about a week and a bit, trying to figure out who we're going to play. I think all the guys are on edge.
Yep.
And then to finally find out after Friday night, there's a little bit of calm and we just want to get to work.
Take us behind the scenes of the Breakers at the airport lounge. Who's chilling with who? We got anybody playing some cards?
No, no one's got cards. I've got a big TV screen here, or a big theatre in the Quiru lounge here. So most of the guys are in there just watching some rugby and
some other guys
playing on some PlayStation. So, yeah,
very
just
nice.
Taking it easy.
That's right. The Super Rugby season's kicked off.
Yep, that's right.
Obvious question of rest versus rust. How has the break helped you guys, do you think?
Good. Real good, actually. We got into it slowly at the start of the week. And, just to refresh in the bodies, but mostly our minds, everybody just mentally was able to refresh us from that. The last month and a half that we've been intense, but at the same time, coaches were very aware of that. And then towards Wednesday, Thursday, then Friday, we were pretty intense in our training. So, I think everything's planned out pretty well. And, looking forward just to getting over to Perth.
You spoke about that last month and a half. At one point, you guys were on a six-game losing streak towards the end of January, and you're looking up a steep hill towards the top four. Does it amaze you how quickly that turned around and where you are now?
I think we've got a lot of guys in the team that understand how the league works or how anything can happen.
Yep.
We knew the processes and what the coaches had implemented for us would work. It was just us all getting on the same wavelength. And, we believed through that whole process. It was a big learning curve for us during that six-game streak. But, the guys never, lost any confidence. And then we just knew if we could get on a roll, good things would happen. And, it's happened so far.
It's kind of a wacky regular season for you guys. It was a tough start without Corey. And then when he returned, things just got rolling. And then around Christmas... things went awry, and then that's where January was rough. What changed for you guys around that time?
We started moving the ball offensively during that six-game period. I think everybody tried a little bit too much to try and steady the ship, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That Christmas period is dangerous for all teams.
Yep.
I think if you go across the league, if you can come through that unscathed or come out of it pretty healthy, you're going to look pretty good. We just happened to take the harder road towards it.
The scenic route.
Yeah, there you go. Holiday time, I guess. Everybody got caught up in the Christmas period. But, like I said, we understood what we had in the system and the culture of the group, and we knew if we just stayed with it, good things would happen.
That first quarter of game one against Melbourne, what was your personal mindset going into that opening tip at Hisense Arena?
Didn't want to take it back. That was it, really. You had to come out and just make sure you won that game, because we had a feeling if we could take it back home, it could be give us a great chance of sealing it off. So it was just more coming in and just making sure, we were all focused and just knowing that we had to come out and just win that first game right from the start.
Is that what you feel you're going to have to do at the Jungle to really silence the crowd so they don't get on top of you?
Yeah, yes, definitely. That crowd is... pretty ruthless out there, If you're making any sort of mistake, they're going to make you know about it. So the quieter they are, the better it is for us.
And then is Perth more than most the one team you feel can match your intensity?
Yeah, I think so. I think that goes with us just meeting each other in the playoffs and just during the season so many times, I think it's not the comfort, but just not the personnel, they know us, you have that mutual respect across the board, and, it's just that time where you just want to go out and just hammer things up.
Mika, there are two teams in this league who are built around their defense and rebounding. And after this series combined, they'll have won every one of the past seven championships. What should people be learning from that?
It's not a new thing.
Yep.
all basketball players have said in the past, but yeah, defense wins championships, you know. And if you can base that around most teams and you can build that and build everything around it, I think that goes a long way to creating a successful organization or a club.
Do you think, kind of with that in mind, like it's, you find it surprising that you've got other teams around the league, like the two other teams that were in the playoffs who have seemed to have built their team around their offense and they've tried to add their mm-hmm. defense and rebounding throughout the season? Does that surprise you?
No, not really. I mean, every team's going to try and find a new way to win.
Yep.
You know, but I guess we've got a method that we believe in.
Yep.
I guess a blueprint, and we're going to keep doing that until it dries up, I guess. You know, and then until somebody else comes out with something new, you know, everybody, you know, we're going to continue doing this. It's like the triangle offense back in the 90s, you know. That was a godsend for the Bulls, you know, and they continued doing that offensively, you know, but they had things in terms of defense and structures and the right personnel in it. So, you know, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, no, for sure, for sure. Keep going to the well. It's getting the job done.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's just something that we're confident in. And as you know, coming down into the postseason, you need all the confidence you can get.
Yep.
So when you have that, it helps out a lot.
You're going to play a lot of minutes this series, matched up against Matty Knight. What's your scout on him? What are the keys for your success against him?
He's a machine, mate. You know, he's one of those blue-collar guys who just goes in and just works his ass off. He's got the inside game, and he's added that outside jumper, 12, 15 feet, you know, which he's consistently banging, you know. And you just got to watch out for those turnaround bankers. And just him just crashing the boards. I think he's one of those leaders this year for them that have really stood up and made sure that, hey, you know, he's going to lead by his actions, and he's been doing that. So there's a lot of respect out to him and the way he plays, and, you know, just trying to not out-muscle him, but just play him, I guess, sensibly, and just try and limit those shots he has and box him out.
That could have been Matty Knight talking about Mika Vekona. Because your mid-range game, we were talking about this last week. You've been working hard on that over the last 12, 18 months, haven't you? It's coming along. You feeling good with it?
Yeah, I think I've been working for the last 12 to 18 years, mate. it's something that you try and improve. I mean, I've always never tried to get too, stressed out about the shot. If it's there, you know, sometimes you can just feel it. If it's there, it's there, you take it. You never try and force a situation.
Yep.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it's the right decision, but sometimes it's not. But it's just something that I've always, I guess, ethos that I've always gone by. But it's something that, you know, I'm always working on and always trying to make sure that you not become one-dimensional to other teams.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm.
If you guys win the title, you'll join some pretty elite company as the only players to have played in 6 NBL championships. David Stiff and your former teammate, CJ Bruton. Do you care about writing your name in record books like that? I mean, do those types of things motivate you at all?
No, to be honest with you, no, not really. I mean, the thing I get satisfaction out is that of those two players that he mentioned, you know, I've been able to rub shoulders with and actually try and soak up as much information as possible from those kind of players. You know, I've been blessed to be able to play with CJ Bruton, you know, Tony Ronaldson, you know, Dylan Boucher, Paul Hennardy, you know, through the Breakers. And then you got Gorgian. I mean, it's all the players and the people that you get to, again, associate and play with along the way, you know. To me, that means most to me because, you know, you can sit back, you know, with a cold one with somebody and say, look, this is what I learned from this legend, you know, or this is another thing they learned from another legend, you know. Rather than trying to show your rings off, you can actually say, look, this is how I became the player that I became because of these guys, you know. So I think that's where the satisfaction for me comes from.
I reckon one of those other legends you'll be having a cold one and talking about down the track is Cedric Jackson. he has an ability here to make an historic kind of statement in winning another championship every single season he's been in the league. Mm. What have you seen in him over the past month, you know, starting with that game in Adelaide, apart from step back threes?
I was about to say, you know, step back threes are just killer.
Yeah.
It's just his leadership, you know. This, the great thing about the Breakers is that we have a great leadership group, you know, guys that have stuck together and made sure everybody else is accountable, held accountable for their actions. And, you know, Sid leads that for us, you know. His intensity going into games, just the way he's able to lead as a leader, you know, there's a lot asked of as a point guard, and he does a great job of that, you know, setting the tone for us, you know, just the way he talks, the way he organises everybody. And, you know, the guy hates losing. He hates losing at everything.
Mm,
and that's pretty, you know, everybody feeds off that. So when you have somebody that's leading you from the front like that, it's pretty contagious.
Last question, Mika.
And
we
that's
had...
why he's wearing, and that's why he keeps winning.
Yeah, you know? Yep. Last question. We had Vico on for a chat a couple of weeks ago before the start of the finals. And what's that? Actually, I can't remember when it was. And he said he was talking about who you guys would like to play in the grand final. Actually, he said this in a post-game presser. And he said that there's some guys in the camp who are thinking, oh, you know, we haven't beaten Illawarra, Kirk, you know, it'd be good to play them. And there are other guys, oh, well, you know, the rivalry with Perth, you know, it'd be good to play them. Which camp did you fall into?
I was more in the Illawarra
camp,
you know. I mean, I want to go against... We hadn't won against them all season, you know. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take that team and just make sure, you know, look, if we're going to win the championship, it'd be nice to have one against every team in the league, you know.
Yep.
But saying so, Perth is also great rivalry, and it's something that I really wanted as well. But it was more for selfish reasons rather than anything else, but yeah.
Did you have a backcourt terror screen waiting for Kirk Penny?
Maybe. he's had enough of those during the Tall Black camp, so.
sure. Well, Mika, hey, thanks so much for giving some time for a chat in the airport lounge. There's other things, there's rugby to watch, and you're chatting to us. We appreciate it. Good luck for the grand final.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.